From the studios of NPR West, Merry Christmas. This is Day to Day, and I'm Alex Chadwick. On a day without much news, we still have plenty of interesting things for you to listen to and to think about. We have a few radio presents to give you, public radio listeners. We've been writing and calling NPR correspondents all over the place, asking them to give us a moment of something that would feel like a gift coming out of the radio. And today we're going to share several of their stories with you, and we'll begin with my friend Margot Adler in New York.
It's a story about me and Arthur Levine, who is the man who basically brought Harry Potter to the United States. And at the beginning, the way I found out about it was he sent me, the way publishers do all the time, a galley, an uncorrected proof. And this was in, you know, June of 98, and I had no one in this country knew anything about J.K. Rowling at all. This was before Harry Potter had become a phenomenon. And I put this thing in my bag and took it on a vacation, and I opened it up, and there in the beginning was this letter from Arthur Levine, which seemed like the biggest piece of arrogance I've ever seen in my entire life. It basically said, "You have before you a great talent," and all this other stuff. And then it said, at the end of it, it said, "You might not want to give this away because it might become valuable in the future."
The galley, you mean?
Which is like a
pre-book book. It's not even a bound book.
Exactly, exactly. And I read this thing and I thought, what? You know, total hogwash. So years go by. And when the last book finally comes out, I go to NPR and I say, you know, what we really should do is a profile of Arthur Levine. How did he discover this? How did he know that this was good? So I go to his office and I bring in my plastic bag my grotty copy of my galley. And there is that letter.
And in that moment there, what happens?
Well, let's listen. I read this, and I thought at the time, what hubris, what complete arrogance to write this, and you were right. So the question is, how did you know, or what in heaven's name made you write this letter?
I can't believe I said all those things, but I really did think that this was something special.
Okay, that's you and Arthur Levine, the man who actually discovered this then obscure Harry Potter book and actually kind of gets all this rolling. And you wind up interviewing J.K. Rowling. What's that like?
Well, the thing was, of course, she wasn't famous. And so, first of all, she had all the time in the world. And secondly, when I interviewed her, she was, you only understand this later, she was totally fresh. She hadn't done 100 interviews. I think this was the first radio interview that she ever did in the United States.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of that. And I guess this is her talking about her life before she gets rich and famous.
It's very, very hard for a single mother in Britain, and I'm sure in America, to get out of the poverty trap. If you sink to a certain point, it's incredibly difficult to get out because you don't have funds for childcare. Without childcare, you can't work. So it is true that I spent a lot of time in cafes, and I quickly found the cafes in Edinburgh that were prepared to let me sit there for 2 hours while my daughter napped over one cold cup of coffee.
Hey, Margot, I actually remember that interview on the air 10 years ago and thinking, God, this is just a great interview. And here it is back again, a present from Margot Adler. Thank you so much.
It was really a pleasure.